Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Laura Bennett, back with another dose of morning mindset to kickstart your day and set you up for emotional success. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, the power of self-care in maintaining mental health. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-care? Isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? Honey, think bigger. It's so much more than that. Let me tell you, life can throw some serious curveballs our way, leaving us feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and emotionally drained. But here's the thing, taking care of ourselves isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it like this, your car needs regular maintenance to run smoothly, right? Well, your mind and body are no different. Self-care is all about intentionally investing in your well-being, physically, mentally, and emotionally. It's about nourishing yourself with the things that bring you joy, reduce stress, and help you thrive. And trust me, when you prioritize self-care, it ripples out into every aspect of your life. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to supercharge your self-care game. Number 1, define what truly nourishes you. This is where it gets personal, people. Forget the one-size-fits-all approach. What makes you feel energized and fulfilled? Maybe it's a good book, a hike in nature, spending time with loved ones, or even just 10 minutes of quiet meditation. Listen to your inner voice, explore different activities, and discover what truly recharges your soul. Number 2, embrace the power of saying, no. This one can be tough, I get it. But learning to set boundaries is crucial for protecting your energy and emotional well-being. Don't feel obligated to say yes to everything. It's okay to politely decline requests that drain you or don't align with your priorities. Remember, saying no to something often means saying yes to yourself. Number 3, move your body. Get those endorphins flowing. Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a powerful mood booster. Find an activity you enjoy, whether it's dancing, yoga, hitting the gym, or simply taking a brisk walk in the park. Number 4, fuel your body with goodness. Think of food as more than just calories. Nourish yourself with whole, unprocessed foods that make you feel good from the inside out. Fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, these are your friends. And don't forget to stay hydrated. Water is essential for everything, and sometimes we underestimate its power. Number 5, make sleep a priority. I know, who wants to give up precious Netflix time? But trust me, getting enough shut-eye is non-negotiable for both your mental and physical health. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind and body. Now, let's get real. I remember a time when I was juggling a million things, work, deadlines, family commitments, you name it. I felt constantly drained, stressed out, and honestly, just not myself. One day, I had this wake-up call. I needed to prioritize self-care or burn out completely. So, what did I do? I started small. I carved out 15 minutes each morning for meditation, even if it was just in the bathroom with my eyes closed and some deep breaths. I swapped sugary snacks for healthy fruits and veggies. And I made a conscious effort to say no to things that didn't align with my priorities. Believe me, it wasn't always easy. There were days when I felt tempted to skip my meditation or reach for the ice cream instead of those carrot sticks. But I kept reminding myself, this is an investment in myself, in my well-being. And guess what? The difference was incredible. I had more energy, I felt less stressed, and I was able to handle everything life threw at me with a newfound sense of calm and clarity. Self-care isn't about being selfish, it's about showing up as your best self for yourself and everyone around you. So, my beautiful souls, remember this. You deserve to feel happy, balanced, and fulfilled. Make time for the things that bring you joy, nurture your mind and body, and don't be afraid to say no. Now, go out there and shine. And don't forget to share your self-care tips with me in the comments below. I love hearing how you're taking care of yourselves. Until next time, keep that mindset strong and remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.